Good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. Now then, Only two people in the court queue. Something goes wrong on a Tuesday. I can't quite put my finger on it, but something goes wrong periodically on a Tuesday. And one or two other days, I think that the popularity status is like there's another show somewhere here on Blog Talk on a Tuesday that is more popular than this one. Because you needn't tell me that when that show is not on air, that they all pile into this one. Because every other week, Tina has an amazing audience. Yeah? And it seems to be one on, one off. So whatever this show is, somewhere on Blog Talk, it seems to only happen once a fortnight. Yeah? I will find out what is going on, and we will broadcast only once a fortnight. How would you like that? Yeah. But there seems to be some sort of lack of disrespect going on somewhere. Because when we go out of our way to get new guests, and Tina is one of them, of course. You know, Richard Ravenhawk hasn't been with us now for over 10 years. And he's with us tomorrow evening. So he's back with us. He may continue to do Wednesdays with us. We don't know that yet. It all depends, really, on how well tomorrow night's show goes. If it goes like this one, where I'm sitting looking at two people 10 minutes in, then he's not going to want to come back. And that is ridiculous. Whatever's going on there has got nothing at all to do with COVID or anything else. I've got an idea that it might have to do with a participation fee. But never mind. We're going to carry on. And if they all pile in the second hour, then I can guarantee you that we will not, and I repeat, will not be going over this evening. Yeah? We will be finishing on time no matter what happens. Yeah? Because when it starts like this, yeah, there is no point in going over just to catch up and just to fit everybody in. If they can't be bothered to be here when we start, then they're wasting their time calling later. Right. Stepping down off the platform now. I've had my rant. That's it. Okay, let's say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
Right, Tina. Right, I've had my rant now. I'm done.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Holly.
Hi there. How are you? I'm good. A lot better, thank you. And you?
I'm doing better too.
Good. Good.
Anything
what can I how can I help?
If
right, Holly. What I'm picking
fine.
Up. Okay. Still picking up that you're still not happy with life.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel as though there is a move coming for you, sweetheart. Definite move, because I feel as though you've been looking for somewhere, or you have
mm-hmm.
found somewhere, sweetheart, which is a start. Would you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This
yeah.
move is going to come with a new job. I feel as though there's a new job
mm-hmm.
on the pipeline as well for you. Would you understand the how the interview went? Did you get an interview or something?
Not recently, but yeah.
I feel as though there's one coming up for you, because I feel as though you've been applying for that many jobs, your head feels as though it's in bits at the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I've still got this grandma, I've got this grandma figure coming in, and she's saying she's very proud of what you're doing and the steps you are taking. Would you understand something on them lines?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's watching you, and she says you look a bit more happier within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's not. You're not 100% yet. You're only about 20%, she said. But she says you look a little bit more happier within yourself, okay?
Yeah.
She's also saying to me that you feel as though you've got the weight of the world on your shoulder, but there's no need to have the weight of the world on your shoulder. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't understand what she means by that, but obviously you may do. She's saying things are going to get better. They're starting on the upwards already. Would you understand what she means by that? She's saying life is going to get much more better, and life is going to be on the uprise very, very quickly. It's going to be so quick, you don't know what's going to hit you. Okay. She says she's pushing for everything to go through. I don't know, understand what she means by that. Would you understand what she means by she's pushing for everything to go through?
No, not at all. I don't know what she's
meaning, she's been talking, maybe whispering people's ear, like a job opportunity that you've just applied for. I feel as though you've applied for a job that you feel is the right one for you.
Yeah.
Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what she's meaning by that. So I think she's going to be like around this employer, because I'm getting the feeling that he or she was looking at your CV the other day, which is, in our terms, that's a CV, is your terms is a resume. Okay. I think he or she was looking at it, and I think what you've put in there and what you've put on the application form, I think they're very impressed with you.
Okay.
Because you've put some good words in there. I feel as though you've put some good words. I can see words on a piece of paper of how you've put yourself across. Would you understand that?
Okay. Yeah, I had that professionally done.
She's showing me these words that's on a piece of paper. I can't make out as though what the words are saying, but your grandma's showing me these pieces of words on a piece of paper, and it looks as though you've done a really good job of putting yourself across for this job. You've explained yourself, and you've understood what you want to do within the company, basically. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel as though this one's a very good opportunity for you, Holly, to be perfectly honest. I really do. I'm really getting a really good vibe off it, to be perfectly honest. You can shoot me if I'm wrong. I'll give you my permission.
Okay, I will.
But what I'm looking at, she's definitely showing me this paper, and it looks as though I'm getting a really good vibe off it. And I mean a really good vibe. Mm-hmm. It feels like a warming sort of vibe. With the house move is coming very, very shortly, not unless you found somewhere already. I'm feeling as though it's going to be a very nice apartment or a very nice house. Would you understand looking at something like that? You would?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm feeling as though your life's going to change for the better. I can see sort of a male figure coming into your life as well. I think it could be the start of a new romance, maybe of a new friendship, maybe which will lead to a romance. I feel as though this guy is a very warm and caring person. I'm being given the name of John or Jonathan. Would you understand any of them names?
Not really, not right now.
Okay, keep them names though. Because I'm feeling as though this guy that's coming into your life, I can see him. He's very, very tall. He's very, very dark. And he's also very, very good looking as well. Bye, I wish I was in your shoes. my other half will kill me for that, but never mind. He looks as though he's got a good job as well. He looks as though he's got a good job. I'm not sure whether it's going to start off a friend or straight into a romantic relationship. I've got a feeling it could be starting with friends to lead in somewhere, but I can't give you an estimated time of when this is going to happen. Okay,
that's
because
fine.
Spirit doesn't have a time frame. So, but I do feel for you that your life is going to get a lot better, and you're going to get away from all that stress. Okay. Your grandmother's saying your grandma's saying to me this is what she's pushing for. Okay. Because she's saying that you've been a doormat too long.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to be happy. She's saying this is what she wants. She wants you to be very happy with life. Okay.
3 minutes.
So this
She's
definitely helping you to get through there. I feel a presence all around you all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got a grandfather figure's just stepped in saying, come on, lass, you can do this, and you know you can do it. You're part of our family. Mm-hmm. You've got that strength within inside of you. Would you understand what your grandfather's one is?
My favorite one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's just saying to me, you've got this strength inside of you. You're part of my family. You're part of my strength. Okay. I don't know whether he's always told you this, but he's saying that my little cupcake or something, he's saying something about you called a little cupcake. Would you understand that?
I don't remember.
2 minutes.
Do you remember him saying something like that?
No, I was too little. I don't remember.
Right. Well, he's calling you cupcake. Okay. You say my little cupcake will stand up for herself eventually, and this is what it's going to take. You need a good kick up the backside to know what you're going to do. Okay, as well.
Okay.
But he's also on the same side as Grandma, pushing for everything, for your life to move forward, basically. Hollywood, do you understand there's somebody around you needing healing?
Probably my mother.
Yeah, well, healing angels are coming down as well to give us some healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm understanding that you need to do this, and you need to get the inspiration behind you as well. Would you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. So I'm hoping you've got a little bit of this, little bit of something from this tonight, Holly, and I'm hoping everything goes well for you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
Holly. Okay. Now then, little bit to add on there for Holly there, as Tina was talking. We can do this tonight because it's on a low call queue. I don't normally do it, but what I was feeling there is that they were giving me the word tantalization. Tantalizing. And the tantalizing is coming to an end, Holly. So whatever's been tantalizing you, stop, full stop. And Spirit are putting an end to that. Yeah? So it's like stop, full stop, as you say in the US, period. Yeah? Because they are bringing that to a close. They've seen too much of it now, and it's coming to a stop. Okay, right. Let's see where we're going. Suzanne.
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Yes,
good evening,
hi.
Suzanne.
Hi. you know, things are going good, but they could go a little better. I applied for a teacher aid job. I was working as a busman over the summer, and I was going to take it continuing next Tuesday. It starts up again. But just something in my gut said, do not take the teacher aid job. So I didn't. So I'm planning on going back to the bus. But then I just called a school that I've been trying to get into that's real close to home as a teacher assistant, and I just applied my resume and everything to the secretary today. Do you see me getting that or staying with the bus?
I feel as though, again, with the words that you've put into your resume, that I feel as though you've gone straight into the point. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Would you understand also that you are a very nervous person in all aspects?
Not really. I just got a lot going on all the time. You know, I need a break.
Yeah. Would you understand also, Suzanne, that you've been having a lot of gut feelings just lately?
Yes.
Right, okay. That is Spirit's way of communicating with you, sweetheart, giving you a lot of gut feelings. They also can put ideas into your head that you wouldn't dream of thinking, okay? It's Spirit around you that's giving you these gut feelings. They must have been picking up on something that's told you not to go for this teacher's aid. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it, okay? Would you understand, Suzanne, a lady and gentleman figure in spirit, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. I've got a lady and a gentleman just stepped through, and they're saying that you was doing right not to go for that teacher's aid because even they felt something. Don't know what it is because they're not saying, okay? But they're saying this job that you've reapplied, this other job that you have applied for, is that it's going to go well, okay? Because I think they wanted you to apply for this job instead of the other one. I can't be too certain. But they're telling you to stay on the buses for now because this new position has got a lot of applicants for it, okay, as well. So if this doesn't come through, then there's going to be more and more in the pipelines for you. Would you understand that?
You mean later in the road, down the road?
Maybe, yeah. This is what I'm saying. Would you understand something like that?
I guess so.
I kind of
wanted you to start it sooner because now I have to drive to go to the bus and it's only part-time.
Yeah. But what I'm feeling is though there's a lot of applicants for this one and it's going to come down to maybe a first interview and a second interview. Okay. Would you understand that you, around you at the minute, you've gotten a bit of negative energy around you?
Yes, from friends, yep.
Yeah. There's some friends that's pulling you down. Would you understand that?
Yes, so I'm trying to stay away from them and go just with friends that are better.
Yeah, this is what this lady and gentleman's saying. They need you to stay away from friends like that because friends like that, saying to me, who needs enemies? Would you understand the saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure who this gentleman, lady and gentleman are yet because they've not divulged themselves. But I'm feeling as though it could be a grandmother, grandfather, maybe a mother or a father, maybe an auntie and uncle. Okay. They're saying that they have always said, strength is the inner knowledge. Would you understand something like that?
Yeah.
Would you understand who these people are?
It might be my aunt and uncle.
Yeah, because they're saying strength is an inner knowledge, okay? And they're saying also that God gives you the strength that you need to go along.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes. Ask them when they're going to send me a man.
They're laughing at the minute because they can hear you. They're saying when the time's ready.
Oh, I'm more than ready.
Yeah. They're saying also that when you was growing up, you was always one for coming out and saying what you was thinking.
I guess so. I don't know.
So that's what they need you to start doing. They need you to start saying what you're thinking, because they're feeling as though you've got too many people walking all over you.
Yes.
Okay. They want you to start putting your foot down with them, basically, in a manner of a nutshell. I'm also feeling as though there's people also within the close family that's trying to use you as a doormat as well. Would you understand that?
Yes and no. I speak my mind.
Yeah. But they want you to start and put your foot down a little bit more further. They're saying not across the throats, but just put your foot down a little bit more further, because they feel as though people are backing you into a corner. Would you understand that?
Yes, but not anymore.
Yeah, because this is what they want. They want you to come out of that corner, and they want you to start and really be the person that you are. Okay. They're saying that the willpower is there. You've just got to use it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, do they think I'll get an interview? Like, I just put the application, and do you think I'll hear the next, like, tomorrow or anything?
I'd give it a week, sweetheart. Yeah. I'd give it a week. Yeah.
Yeah, because school starts in a week, though.
Yeah, I'd give it a week or so. As I said, just keep on with the buses, darling. And then if you hear something, brilliant. That would be absolutely amazing, because they're rooting for you. This lady and gentleman are rooting for you, honestly. They're rooting for you because they said it's about time you had some luck. Would you understand what they mean by that?
Tell the secretary to call me tomorrow.
3 minutes.
I can't do that. Would you understand them saying it's about time you had some luck?
Yes.
Right, okay, because I feel as though I'm getting the feeling from them that your luck hasn't been what you call spectacular.
You're right.
Okay. So they want you to start and pick yourself up, start putting yourself down, stop putting yourself down as well, they're saying.
Yep.
Okay. You need to go back, you need the strength to carry on, and you need to get that strength right out your boots.
Yeah, I am. I'm not dealing with certain people. I'm only going to try to put out in the universe that I want to meet nice men, and I'm going to get this teacher assistant job in a week.
Yep. You've got a lot of worries and concerns, haven't you, sweetheart?
Well, yeah, I'm by myself.
2 minutes.
Right. What I want you to do, hey, listen, what I want you to do is write all these worries and concerns down, okay, onto a piece of paper. Put them in a heat-proof dish, burn the paper, and then chuck it out into the wind so the universe will take all them worries and concerns for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm worried about not getting a teacher assistant job. I'm worried about not getting a man. I'm worried about my son. And then I'm worried about paying rent. And then burn it and then take them and put them out in the universe.
Yeah, just chuck it into the wind and chuck the ashes into the wind, and the universe will take their worries away.
Well, yeah, he has to take them away if he adds stuff to them. I mean, solves the problems, then they'll be away.
Well, if you keep doing it and doing it, if you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, it's like I do it every so often, and I just chuck it into the wind, and I'll let the universe take it away.
Okay.
And then the universe will look at it, okay, because they have the weird way of working, but universe will look at them worries and concerns.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that in a little while.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Also, this lady and gentleman are saying that they love you very much, and they're going to come and give you the strength to cope with whatever you're coping with, because they understand that you're coping with a lot right now. Okay. So they're going to come down and give you strength.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They also want to give you their love. They're saying you was always a favourite of theirs, and I don't know who, as I say, they haven't divulged themselves. I think they're trying to get you to guess. But they said you was always a favourite of theirs, if that helps any.
I don't know.
So I don't know who it was, but I'm hoping you've got a little bit of something from this tonight, sweetheart, and I hope everything goes well for you.
All right, thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And stay listening. Okay, right. Ah, she's not going to stay listening. No. Tell you why she's not going to stay listening. There's a reason why she's not going to stay listening. Scared what Ken might say next. Okay, then. There's only one other person in the call queue at the moment. It's been that sort of night, but we need those funds. We seriously need those funds if we're going to stay on air. And nights like this do not bring those funds in. Now, having Richard here tomorrow evening with me, it's going to be very embarrassing indeed after 10 years if we don't get a talk you larger than this. Yeah. But Emily, sit still, because we will get to you. We've got an hour and 28 minutes on the clock. We're hoping to drum up some more callers, and this is why we need to take a break for a little while. If you can see the show page, do attend it. Hit the PayPal button if you can. Not compulsory. It's just there for the use of. Yeah? Nothing compulsory. We're not forcing anybody to do anything. It's like there for the use of. Yeah? And we do appreciate your donation. But if we are to support each other, yeah, and I'm supporting you by bringing you the show, and so is Tina supporting you by being here, yeah, and giving her time for you. So, you know, the way to support us back is to share a little, yeah, and it's only going to cost you $3.50 at the most. You can pay less if you want to. Pay more if you want to, but that is an opening fee, yeah? Because when it's exchanged, we get £2. We get £2 for every $3.50. There you go. Okay, let's see what we got for you then. See what we can find. Something nice. Okay, there's a lot of nice music left, really, because we played them all. So it's like, you know, we're running out of music and we need some input. So if you want to send your request in for music that should be on the show, please do. And we keep pleading for this to happen and nobody does. But here we go.
Thank you.
All right, we're back on the mic. The music is finished. Oh, right. Okay. 10 years after, I'd love to change the world, but I don't know where to begin. Does anybody? Oh, lovely, isn't it? Piece of music always drums up one call at least. Okay, all right. 551, we'll get to in just a moment and screen them. In the meantime, we've just finished our piece of music and we're back on the mic with Tina and Emily.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I was calling because, I think I might be a medium, and I know that's sort of a bold thing to say, but I'm pretty sure I am. And I was wondering if you could help me figure this out.
Okay. Right, okay. Would you understand that you've been feeling and hearing things around you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right, okay. I understand that you've been hearing whispers that you can't quite explain.
Yes, sir. I think there's music on somewhere and it's not. Like I've left a radio on or something.
Yep. Would you understand that you've just recently had a dream and you don't know if it's a dream or whether it was reality?
I think I met my guide. I met my guide in a dream, so I'm not sure if that really happened or not, but I've had a couple
It did. It happened.
Yes.
You have met your guide in your dreams, okay? What you want to do now is that you want to start and meditate a lot more. Talk to spirit. Invite spirit close to you, okay? This is what you need to do. I feel as though you are psychic. You are psychic. Would you understand that you've been feeling things are going to happen and then a few days later, maybe a week or a month later, that they do?
Well, I mean, more than that, this has been something my whole life I've been working with, but I never really labeled it. I told my parents for a sense Diana was going to die when I was little.
Would you understand that you get a lot of deja vu?
Yes. Yes, I suppose, yes.
Yeah. You are definitely psychic. I've just got a lady figure stepped in. I don't know whether she's a mother figure or whether she's a grandmother figure, okay? She says, I've always known you've had it in you, but I just couldn't explain the answers you was looking for.
Right.
Okay, would you understand who this lady is?
My grandmother.
Right, okay. Because I feel as though when you was younger, you used to talk to your grandmother about it.
Yes, I did, actually. I did.
Yeah.
And
she said she didn't want to... She says she didn't want to upset you. So she just let you get on with life, but she should have told you sooner. Okay, but you understand that?
Yes, I mean, I suppose.
Yeah. She also says your mother knew. Your mum knows as well. Your mum knew.
Oh, yes, my mum knows, yeah.
I'm feeling as though it's just not you that's also a psychic medium. I feel as though it's one side of the family.
I'm quite sure it's on... I mean, I think it might be on both sides. The grandmother you're speaking about, she's on my dad's side, but my dad was hush-hush, and then my mom's side, it's her.
Yeah, I do feel as I'm getting one side of the family. I'm not sure about the second, but I'm getting one side of the family. It's like they wanted to keep things quiet because they didn't want to disturb your education. Would you understand that?
I suppose, yeah, I got scared a lot. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you understand it? Would you understand that one night that you understood, you woke up and you saw like a shadow in the corner of your room?
Oh, quite often. I mean, recently or when I was little?
Yeah. Would you understand also when you was little that you saw a little girl wanting to play with you?
I don't remember a little girl, to be honest with you, but my daughter, quite sure that she has.
Right, okay. Well, this is what I'm saying, because they're giving me a little girl that wanted to play with the little girl. I'm not sure. It might have been your daughter, but I'm feeling more, it's more closer towards you.
Okay.
And somebody thought you. Somebody was saying that you've got an imaginary friend.
Oh, I wish I could remember that. I don't know. I might have blacked it out or something.
Yeah. Would you understand just recently that you've been listening to the? You feel as though you've had a man whispering in your ear.
Yes.
That is, I'm getting the feeling that could be a grandfather figure or an uncle figure, okay? They're trying to help you, sweetheart. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to help you to come out into your own, okay? Because they deep down know that you can do this, okay? They're also saying that you need to stop doubting it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what they're saying. They're saying you need to stop getting nervous when you hear people. You need to sit and you need to listen, to try and listen to what they're saying. Okay. But if it comes across as though it's coming across gobbledygook, all you have to do is just tell them to slow down and speak slow. Okay.
Right.
Because I feel as though somebody's trying to get a message to you. Would you understand that? You feel as though somebody's trying to get a message to you.
Yes, well, I lost somebody who I loved very, very much in June, and it's opened me up quite a bit.
Quite
a bit more even. I
3 minutes.
I'm trying so hard. I'm trying very hard to.
Yeah.
Bridge, you know, just make that connection.
I'm being given trauma. Why am I being given trauma?
For me or the...
No, somebody's just given... Just somebody's... This lady and gentleman figures just turned around and said to me, trauma. Tell her trauma has woken it up. So
that's
it,
me.
Would you understand the sudden passing? Would you understand the sudden passing as well?
That what?
Would you understand a sudden passing?
Yes.
Okay. There's someone here that had a sudden passing. It's giving me the shape of a gentleman figure. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yes, that's
okay.
The person I lost.
2 minutes.
Okay. He's saying, 1 minute it happened, and then the next minute I was outside my body. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even reach for a telephone, he said. Would you understand why he's saying that?
Yes.
Yeah? He's saying that he loves you. He loves you and always will love you. He's always by your side. I don't mean to upset you, sweetheart, but this is the message he's giving me, okay? He loves you. He's always by you. And it was him that was whispering.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. It was him that was whispering. He was just trying to say that he loves you and he is always going to be by your side. This is the message he was trying to give to you.
1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah. I love
would
him
you
very
understand,
much.
Would you understand that? Would you understand that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to give you his love, and he says, if I try and whisper, he says, you've got to sit and listen. But he's just heard about what I've just said to you. You've got to try and get them to slow down and speak slowly, okay? But he's going to try and do that for you as well, because he does feel as though you're psychic, because you had your eyes shut when he was trying to whisper in you. He tried to give you these whispers and you had your eyes shut, and all of a sudden your eyes opened. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah? So he's going to try and talk to you a little bit more, okay? But he wants you to come out into your own now.
I can touch him. We can hold hands.
Yeah.
I can feel that, and I can see him sometimes, but I can't hear him. I can't.
He's saying he wants you to embrace it now. Okay, this is his wish. He wants you to embrace it. Okay, would you know why he's asking that?
That I want to embrace him.
You want to embrace your gift.
Oh, embrace my gift. Sorry.
Yes.
I wonder if I might be able to do this. I mean, really make something out of it, because I feel like it's my purpose.
Yes.
But I.
Yes. Yes.
Hard.
Well,
to...
I am on Facebook, darling. If you need to talk to me a bit further, okay.
That would be great.
I am on Facebook. Okay. Thanks very much for calling in. I'm hoping everything goes well. But if you do need to talk a little bit more, then I am on Facebook.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Okay. Now then, okay. The show page is there for everybody to see. And this is Psychic Choice Radio. Psychic Choice Radio has 4 to 5 shows a week currently running on Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio is a wonderful platform, and we're content with it. We are content to be here because we have a wonderful following and a wonderful audience of regular callers and listeners. Now, we want to keep those callers and listeners, but we also cannot run without your kind donations and sponsorship. Yeah? So in order to keep the shows going for you, it is important that everybody reads the show page. Yeah? And doesn't just line up without reading the show page. Yeah? Because reading the show page not only will show you who today's guest is, that is a clickable link that will take you straight through to Tina's Facebook page that we just mentioned. The other things that are noticeable on every show page that are clickable is, click here, visit our website. Click here, the PayPal button. Those are all clickable links, and they do work. And, you know, there are people in the call queue at the moment that know they work. And if you were to find these people on Facebook, they would tell you that they do work. You know, so there is really no excuse not to do something. Yeah? Don't just call in looking for a free reading. In as much as we are free compared to other people, yeah, and we do like to bring you our guests here on Psychic Choice Radio, that they're giving their time freely, but nothing nothing runs on fresh air, yeah, and least of all Psychic Choice Radio, you know. We cannot run on fresh air, yeah. The shows are continuous throughout a 12-month period and have to be paid for, yeah. So in order to keep running, we need your kind support and donation. Okay, that being said, let's see where we're going. Okay, let's bring Tina back on the mic. And we should be with line 4. T.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Thank you.
How can I help?
Just asking about my romantic life. Wanted to see, what did you get for me and a guy that I'm currently dating?
Okay, I feel as though this guy has got warm, loving nature about him. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though he's definitely interested in you. He's definitely interested. He's been asking you out on a few dates just lately. Would you understand that?
Yes. We. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling as though this guy could be the one for you, because I'm feeling as though you're in the need to settle down. Would you understand that?
Yes. Does this? Can I ask you? Does this person's name start with a K?
I'm not getting a name at the minute, sweetheart. I'm not getting a name at the minute. Okay. I feel as though around you also there's been some sort of negative attitude. Would you understand anything like that?
That's always around me.
No. I mean, I feel as though someone's been really giving you a negative attitude just lately.
A negative attitude. I don't know. Maybe I don't pay attention to it.
Maybe it's because you're that used to it. You don't know. You don't understand why they're giving you these attitudes. You just pay. It feels as though you pay no mind to it.
Yeah.
Would you understand that? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got an auntie figure just stepped in. Would you understand an auntie in spirit?
Yes.
Right, okay. She's saying that you don't need to take this kind of stuff from anybody. Okay. I don't know what she means by that, but maybe you will though. Do you understand what she means by that?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying she's also watching you. And she doesn't feel as though you're quite at that happy place yet.
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying to me, you need to start and pick yourself up a little bit more and give yourself a bit more of a positive attitude. Okay. Well, do you understand why she's saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying just lately, she wants you to feel a bit more inspired to do stuff than what you're doing already. I don't understand what she's mean by that, but I'm kind of hoping that you will. Would you understand what she's saying by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's wanting you to also keep seeing this man. She says she likes this man that you're seeing. She's saying he's so warm, he's so caring. Okay. When you finish, she just said to me, when you finish your dates, he walks you to the door.
Yes.
Okay. She's saying that she really, really, she feels as though he's a gentleman, a proper gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lives out of state. Is that a problem?
No, I don't see it being a problem. She's saying to me, she says he's a proper gentleman. But Has there been talk around you about a move? About a moving home, maybe? Okay.
Yeah.
She wants you to take that opportunity, she said. She's saying
okay.
that you, with this opportunity, excuse me for saying, but she's saying where you are now, there's maybe too many bad memories.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
She's saying a fresh start will do you some good.
Okay. When will I be moving?
Spirit haven't got a timeline, so but I can see a move coming. She said, this is why it came to me. She came to me and she said to me about a move. You want to move. It feels as though you want to move further, closer to this gentleman that you're seeing.
Yes.
Yeah. She said mm-hmm. with that, there could be a job prospect as well.
Okay.
Okay. So she's saying that, would you understand that you've been looking for a job around that area just lately?
Around the current area or around the
around,
one I plan on moving?
Around where your boyfriend lives.
I was looking to go to school around here, not so much jobs.
You was going to go to school around where you are now?
Further south.
Yeah. I knew you'd been looking at something because she said you'd been looking at something around further around that area. But she does feel the move will do you some good because of where you are now, there's something holding you back. Would you understand that?
It feels like that, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah, because she feels as though there's feeling something holding you back. Okay, but she
yeah.
can't put a finger on it either. Maybe I don't know, maybe it's like there's something there that you don't want to leave. Maybe something like that, okay? She's
mm-hmm.
also saying to me, what you need to do is get a positive attitude, put the past behind you.
Okay.
Okay. She wants you to look forward, not back.
Okay.
Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes.
Okay. She said there is a life in front of you, and this is what she wants for you. Okay. Also, there's a gentleman figure just stepped in. I don't know whether it's a grandfather figure or an uncle figure. It feels more like it's a sort of like maybe a best friend that was like a brother or
Three
a brother
minutes.
Figure themselves. Okay, would you understand anything like that? You know what you've always wanted, and now is your time to go for it.
Okay.
Okay, this is what he's saying. He's saying this is your time to go for it. Your life is in front of you. Don't hold on. Let go and go. This is what he's saying to me. Okay, I've got to tell you that your past is your past. You need to look forward now. You've got to let go of the past, he's saying.
Okay.
Would you understand what he means by that?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying your future is right in front of you. So I'm thinking
okay.
he's maybe meaning your boyfriend that you've got now,
Two
the person
minutes.
That you're seeing. Or he's saying that what is in your future is looking prosperous for you. Okay.
Okay.
Would you understand this qualification or something that you're going back to school for is something of a higher standard qualification?
Yes. And law school?
This is what he wants you to do. He wants you to get past this qualification because he's got your job prospects after that is going to be absolutely amazing because he's going to be standing by you no matter what.
Okay.
Okay. So would you understand
okay.
who this sort of brother person is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying this is what he's always wanted for you. He wants you to get somewhere in life.
Okay.
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 So he's
and
saying
one
he wants
you... minute.
Would you understand if I said to you, he's just told me to tell you, you've got to grab the ball by both hands.
No. I don't know, maybe because they used to play basketball.
Yeah, but you said you've got to grab the bull by both horns.
Okay.
Okay. It's there. It's right in front of you, and this is what he wants you to do, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
He's saying stop doubting yourself as well.
Okay. Okay. And is it okay to travel? I was thinking about having a procedure done. Is it okay to do it on September
21st? I can't answer that, darling. It's Nicole.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess
so. I'm hoping you've
traveled.
I'm hoping you've got a little bit of something from this tonight, sweetheart. And if you have, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, T. Okay. Right. Now then. We have one person left in the call queue. Laura is our next call this evening. And we're looking forward more lovely people calling in the next 55 minutes, because Laura is currently our last call at the moment, and I'm not sure whether to take a break or whether to go straight into Laura, who's been sitting there quite a while now. But you know, I can say that there are two lovely people currently in the call queue. Most of you have already left, and there's only two of you left now, Holly and Laura. Right, and without embarrassing these lovely people, these are regular callers and listeners to the show, ladies and gents. Now, although you haven't called in this evening, we know that you're out there listening, yeah? So, what we're asking for here is don't shy away from the station or this show just because we're asking for a participation fee or a donation. There is no reason to shy away from it because of that. There are psychic phone lines. Psychic phone lines will charge you a damn sight more for 3 minutes than we do for 10. Yeah? And you can pay $3.50 per minute on a psychic call line. This is not, and I repeat, not a psychic call line. When people call in to a show, they line up as you would on any switchboard, as you would if you were calling the electricity board, yeah? And you're lined up there, and you are in a call queue. If we were a call center, you would have more than one psychic at a time to answer your call, and they would be charging you $3.50 per minute. How much would you pay in 10 minutes? How much would you be prepared to pay in 10 minutes? How much would you be prepared to pay if Psychic Choice Radio wasn't here anymore? Because then you may be forced down the high street to pay those extravagant prices to a medium or psychic on the high street. Yeah? We are here for you. Please, please be here for us. Okay. Laura.
Hey, can
good evening.
Can take Holly and bring me in last, okay?
Oh, no. Holly's already had her reading, look.
Well, who's the person in front of me?
No, but I...
Okay, hold on. So, yes, so go ahead. I'm sorry. Just want to know what you're picking up for me.
Good evening, Laura.
Hi. How are you doing?
Right, I'm picking up as though you're still doubting yourself, darling.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hard for me not to. I had an interview and I found out today I didn't get the job.
Right, okay. There is going to be more job offers for you. There is definitely going to be more job offers for you, sweetheart. Okay? So you need to stop doubting yourself and stop thinking that you're not good enough for anybody because you know you don't, you are. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Laura, I've got this gentleman figure with me. It sounds as though it's a grandfather figure. Okay? He's saying you need to stop doubting yourself, last because when you was younger, you never used to doubt yourself whatsoever. Would you understand that?
Yes, I would.
He's saying you've got the strength of the family behind you, okay? He's saying he's always beside you, trying to whisper and trying to tell you that whatever anybody tells you, you've got to start listening. Okay?
Okay.
Would you understand why he's saying that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, lately, I think life gets in the way, and it's more difficult to believe when, you know, you keep getting rejected, and I've been getting rejected a lot lately, and so I doubt myself and my abilities.
He's saying the right job will come your way. You've got to have a little patience.
Yeah.
He's saying because at this precise moment, the patience is not your best virtue.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's tough because I've got a lot of worries about what I'm going to do for money and where am I moving to? What am I doing? I'm tired.
Right.
I feel like nothing ever seems to work out.
Right. Okay, Laura, what you need to do is write these worries and these concerns down, okay? Put it into a heat-proof dish. Burn the paper. It doesn't matter how many pieces of paper you burn in. Burn the pieces of paper that you write all these worries and concerns down. Put it into a heat-proof dish before you burn it. And when it's turned to ash, you need to chuck it outside into the wind and the divine will take it and look at it. Okay? I think you've been told this before as well. I'm feeling.
Oh, I don't know. I've done all kinds of things. I've gone and written down my wishes and what I want, and I've gone in front of that moon, full moon, when they tell, I've done all that and nothing ever seems to work. You know, it's not like
it's because you've been so negative. That's why you're coming out of it with a negative attitude. You need to start and present a more positive attitude, sweetheart. This is why. Negativity has outweighed your positivity right now. So you need to start and present a bit more of a positive attitude. Tell yourself you are going to do this, you are going to get this, and you are going to do the rest of it. Okay? Because negativity is outweighing your positivity right now. Okay? Would you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Especially
you need to start
today.
You need to start and present with a bit more of a positive attitude, darling, because your negativity is just way over the skies. Even I can feel it from here, and I'm in the UK. I can feel your negativity already, okay? So you need to start and write your worries and your concerns down on a piece of paper, put it into a heat-proof dish, and burn it, and then send it into the wind, and the angels and the divine will take that ash away for you, look at it, and hopefully something will come out of that, sweetheart.
Are they giving you any idea about what's, what's in store, where I'm going to be living in the next 6 months, what state or anything
at
all?
I can see a move coming up for you, but I don't know where. Okay. They're handing me a set of keys, so I can see there is a move coming for you. I don't know whether you've been looking at apartments or houses in different areas, because this is what I'm feeling. Okay. And when you move to a certain area that you've got your heart set on moving to, I see the job prospects there for you. But all I'm being told by this grandfather figure, you've got to get your butt moving and get your butt into the gear.
Well, I can't move until I get a job. So that's my that's the thing that I'm worried about the most. And
yeah, but he's saying you've got to start and present with a bit more of a positive attitude, because your negativity is just so way off at the minute. It is unreal. Would you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think with everything going on, I think it's even more difficult on top of, typically it's difficult because I compete a lot against a lot of different contracts, but now it's even worse because of the COVID.
Yeah, because of the COVID, yeah, I do understand that, because going on in England with it as well, there's no one decided whether they're going to reopen schools or not again. But what I'm saying is that you've got to start and present a bit more of a positive attitude, because this negativity, I'm feeling it here, and I don't like the feel of this negativity that is coming from you. Okay. You've got to stop with the self-doubt. This is the main thing. You've got to stop arguing with yourself. You've got to stop fighting with yourself. Okay, and you've got to stop letting others bring you down as well, I've been told.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, you've got to stop letting others feed your negativity, because this negativity that's coming on top of what you've got as well is that it is going to overpower you one day, and you are going to start and have a really big fight with yourself. Okay, would you understand what I'm saying by that?
I'm going to have a what with myself?
You're going to have a fight with yourself.
Well, I fight with myself all the time. Tina, do you see me losing weight? Because I've been trying to do that, and it's been a struggle.
Okay, what you need to do with that as well, Laura, is that you need to start and write down your ideal weight on a piece of paper, okay? Put it underneath your pillow, and every morning when you wake up, read it out loud. I wish to be so-and-so weight. I wish to be so-and-so pounds. Would you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to try
It does work. It does work. I do know of someone that has actually told me how to do that herself, and she's another medium, and she told me how to do that, and it's actually working for myself as well.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I weighed myself the other week, and I lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, good for you. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it does work, Laura. It does work. Okay. But the main thing is, though, the cause of this negativity has to stop. Okay. Your grandfather is saying this negativity has to stop, and it has to stop today. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for something positive to turn things around, because I really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need some positive.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you've got a little something from this evening, and I hope everything goes well for you, sweetheart.
Thanks, Tina. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ken.
Bye.
Bye, Tina.
Thanks, Laura. married. Okay. We've only had one caller. The clock was at 55 when Laura called in. We're at 41 now, and we have just one caller in that space of time in 10 minutes. Oh, slow night. But if you are out there listening and you do want to call into this show, you need to be doing it now, because we might not be here after the next call. And it really depends on whether you call in now. Yeah. So if you're out there listening, get those fingers dialing. Okay. Kiri.
Hey, Sam.
Good evening, Kiri.
Hey, family. How are you?
I'm doing, thank you. How can I help?
Sure. Okay. So just wanted to see if everything, what I'm doing, is on the right path. So you can
Sorry, I'm getting a lot of background noise.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You was getting a lot of background noise.
Okay. So I'm behind closed doors. Can you hear me better?
That's better. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have two minor questions for you. So I just want to make sure, because that I'm on the right path with everything. Normally, okay, so being that I'm intuitive and I'm empathic at the same time, sometimes I get confused on different energy. So I believe I have everything in the role that I'm working on right now.
Yeah. I feel as though also you're a bit psychic as well. You're psychic.
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Would you understand lately? You've just had a dream and you don't know whether it's reality or whether it was a dream itself.
Yes.
Right. I feel as though you've been floating. Right. Okay. You've been wanting to go somewhere or connect with someone.
Yes.
Right, okay. I feel as though it's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure that you're wanting to connect with.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right, okay. Well, I've just got a grandmother figure or a mother figure stepping in and saying, you need to stop worrying, I'm okay. Would you understand
okay.
who this person is? Would you understand who this person
yes.
is?
Yes. You know, I had a relative, my aunt, she just recently died about a week ago.
Right, okay. Well, I'm feeling as though it's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure that's saying this
yes,
for
she
them.
Was. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's saying you need to stop worrying. She's okay. She's out of pain.
Yes, I believe that. Yep. She was in so
yeah.
much pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying she's not got quite used to where she is right now. Okay. But her strength is going to start building.
Okay.
Would you understand that she was very, very weak towards the end of life?
Yes, I believe it. Yes.
Yes. She's also saying to me, I'm not sure, I think it's a grandmother figure. She's saying to me, you need to stop worrying about her because she's all right. We've got her and she's okay. She's not quite used to where she is, but she's still very, very tired. Okay?
Yes.
She will be starting to get stronger. Okay? Would you understand a baby in spirit?
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, because your grandmother's
yeah.
just brought through a baby. She just brought a baby through as well. She's saying
okay.
the baby's fine. She's saying the baby's fine. I feel as though it was a little girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Would you understand somebody who's lost a little girl?
Not close to me. Not that I can remember as of now. It feels as though
it could have been a miscarriage or a stillbirth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. The baby is fine. The little girl is fine. She's doing well.
Oh, okay.
She's happy with where she is. She's saying all the ancestors are taking more notice of her. They're taking a lot of notice of her, and they're all taking it in turns to look after her, because you've got a lot of ancestors that that surround the little baby. Okay. Is it your auntie? She's doing well. Okay. She's very, very weak still, but she doesn't know quite what happened. She said to you, well, 1 minute she was there, 1 minute she wasn't. Okay. But she's very, very tired still, and she's very, very weak still at the minute because she needs to rest. Okay, but your grandma said to me, she has told me that she's out of pain. Okay, would you understand somebody with I'm feeling as though it's a heart condition or something to do with the chest.
Do I know someone like that? I have to think. Hello?
Hello? Yeah. I'm getting a feeling that I've got a lot of pain in my stomach as well. They need to take it away. I'm feeling as though this lady She didn't suffer completely because she had a lot of medication around her.
Yes, my grandmother. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes.
She had a lot of medication around her, but she's saying that you need to stop worrying yourself because you've got other pressing matters to worry about. Would you understand what she means by that?
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. 1,000%. I pick up the energy from different people, and it shows up my whole momentum. And I like at the point where I cannot take it anymore.
Yeah, she wants you to concentrate on matters on hand. She's saying.
Okay. But there's a matter that I have to.
She's saying about the matters that you've got going around you at the minute. She's saying you want to concentrate on them.
3 minutes.
Okay.
Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. She also wants you to connect with your gift.
Okay.
Okay, this is what she's trying to say. She wants you to connect with your gift, but she also wants you to concentrate on the pressing matters at hand.
Okay.
Okay, well, do you understand what she means by that?
Yes, she does. I have someone trying to help me smooth that out.
Because I'm feeling as though you've got a lot going on around you. There's some stuff that needs sorting out.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Someone
that I was going to see by the name of Anita to help me sort this stuff out.
Yeah, well, she's saying to me, you need to concentrate on the matters at hand. She's saying, don't worry. We're going to help. Okay. They are going to come and help. Okay. But the need to concentrate is, I think it's your auntie. They need to concentrate on auntie first as well, because they want to get her a bit stronger so she could obviously maybe one day come through to you and give you a message herself.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, but you have got angels around you. You have got guardian angels around you. You've got guides around you. Would you understand that you've been feeling a little bit inspired just lately as well?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guides and inspirers around you, giving you the strength to do what you have to do.
1 minute.
Okay. Would you understand that?
Uh-huh. Definitely, yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. So this is what they want you to do. You've got to concentrate on the matters pressing at hand, and they want you to start and get your more inspiration going to do what you have to do or what you're wanting to do, okay? So I'm hoping you've got something from this tonight, sweetheart, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Yes. Yes, I've gotten a lot of it, yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kerry. Well, ladies and gents, we're at 30 minutes on the clock. And that was our last call. Because there is nobody else here now. But it's with 30 minutes and 40 seconds to go, I think we're going to call it a day, Tina. It doesn't look as though anybody else is going to call. But prove me wrong. Get those fingers dialing now. If you dial within the next 20 seconds, we'll take your call. Otherwise, we're going to say goodnight. So we're going to bring Tina back on the mic.
So hello.
I think that's it, Tina. I think we're going to call it a day, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tina. Right, that's it then, ladies and gentlemen. Because you had your opportunities to call, you haven't, and we're going. Good night.